Dearly beloved, Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Matthew, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." In the last chapter of Mark, our Lord promises, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved." And the Apostle Peter has written, "Baptism now saves you." Hear the words of the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 6. "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus." Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, according to your strict judgment, you condemned the unbelieving world through the flood. Yet according to your great mercy, you preserved believing Noah and his family, 8 souls in all. You drowned hard-hearted Pharaoh and all his host in the Red Sea, yet led your people Israel through the water on dry ground, foreshadowing this washing of your holy baptism. Through the baptism in the Jordan of your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, you sanctified and instituted all waters to be a blessed flood and a lavish washing away of sin. We pray that you would behold us all according to your boundless mercy and bless us with true faith by the Holy Spirit, that through this saving flood, all sin in us, which has been inherited from Adam and which we ourselves have committed since, would be drowned and die. Grant that we be kept safe and secure in the holy ark of the Christian Church, being separated from the multitude of unbelievers, and serving your name at all times with a fervent spirit and a joyful hope, so that with all believers in your promise, we would be declared worthy of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Danielle and Kelly have both been instructed according to God's word, and they have both expressed a desire to become members of Trinity Lutheran Church here in Hoyleton, Illinois. They stand before us today ready to proclaim their faith publicly, and so I have a few questions for both of you. Danielle and Kelly, do you renounce the devil? If so, say, "Yes, I renounce him." Do you renounce all his works? If so, say, "Yes, I renounce them." Do you renounce all his ways? If so, say, "Yes, I renounce them." Do you believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth? If so, say, "Yes, I believe." Yes, I believe. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried? He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. If so, say, "Yes, I believe." Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting? If so, say, "Yes, I believe." Yes, I believe. Danielle, I'd like you to come up here to the font. What is your full name?
Danielle Renee Grothwell.
Danielle Renee Grothwell. Receive the sign of the Holy Cross both upon your forehead and upon your heart to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. Do you desire to be baptized today?
Yes.
Just lean forward here. Danielle Renee Grothwell, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with his grace unto life everlasting. Amen. Receive this burning light to show that you have received Christ, who is the light of the world. Live always in the light of Christ and be ever watchful for his coming, that you may meet him with joy and enter with him into the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which shall have no end. I encourage you to keep that candle in a safe place. Light it every year on March 26th to remind you of this awesome day. One of the most ancient understandings of baptism in the Christian church has been that when a person is baptized, they receive the name of Christ. So your name is replaced with the name of Christ, Christ which means salvation, the Lord saves. But another important thing that we do when we baptize is we think about the significance of our given name. And your name is Danielle. That comes from the Hebrew word, which actually is shared with the prophet Daniel, who was one of the great prophets of the Old Testament, served the Lord faithfully in Babylon. But Danielle, that name in Hebrew means that the Lord is my judge. And I just think on a baptismal day, what a great day to be thinking about how now when God judges you, that white robe of Christ's righteousness has been placed upon you. And when God the Father looks at you, all he sees is Christ. And so there's nothing to be afraid of when you stand before the judgment throne of God, because he sees Christ's perfect righteousness in you. So let's give thanks to God for this baptism, will you? Please, thanks to God and me. Let me put that here for now. Come get it later.